This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I have purchased a car using 0% financing and I'm paying it off every month. Can I use these payments and deduct them from what I would pay as zakat? Couple of things straight off the bat. Some scholars don't allow the concept of 0% financing if you have to sign an agreement that says that you would pay interest if you didn't make the payment. I am actually one of those. But that's a side point, okay, because a number of scholars do allow 0%. So assuming that the 0% financing is allowed for that purchase, okay, the second then issue is zakat itself. There are some scholars, for example, that said if you're in a short-term kind of contract, then 12 months of liability that you would pay, i.e. debts that you would pay, can be deducted from the amount of zakat that you need to pay when your date comes around. I am definitely not of that opinion. So I just want you to be aware for the academic completion of this answer. But you are asking me, I'm going to give you the answer which I strongly believe. I do not believe that a person should deduct anything from their sum of money that they have on them on the date that comes around, the haul, the hijri date that they have to pay once a year. So if you choose that date to be the first of Ramadan, many folks do choose Ramadan, but let's say if you're a better man than that and you choose Sha'aban, you've let Ramadan be a sadaqah month, but you do your obligatory zakat at another time of the year so that people don't all have to wait for Ramadan until they're saved. So the first of Sha'aban comes around, you got £10,000. You will pay zakat on that £10,000. It doesn't matter whether you owe £5,000, and it doesn't even matter whether you're owed £5,000. If I don't have that extra money here with me right now, I'm not paying on it. And I don't care if I owe someone else that money. If I've still got their money, then it's still mine. It's still my liability. I am paying upon it. So me, I do not allow any deductions, monthly deductions, anything. If I paid my monthly installment yesterday and today I've got £9,500, I pay on £9,500. If my monthly installment is going out tomorrow, so it's going to be £9,500 tomorrow, but my hijri date lands today and it's £10,000, I'm paying on £10,000. If a person I owe money to, they come and take their money tomorrow and it drops to £5,000, but today it's £10,000, I'm paying on £10,000. If a person who owes me money and then brings me that money tomorrow and it's £15,000 that I should have paid zakat upon tomorrow, but today is £10,000, I pay on £10,000. That is my rule. That is the easiest way of paying zakat. There can be no one that can criticize this. All the fatawa that talk about debt, strong debt, weak debt, apply it, whatever, whatnot, are scholars that are trying their best to help you and try to get around the modern financial kind of markets, etc., etc. And there are some opinions that support this as well. But with me, I'm very, very clear upon this. You pay upon what you have and that's it. Allah knows best. Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, we're somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.